Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Frank Levin join us. Frank has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 8 years or so. He's a CEO and the founder of Export Now, and he helps companies in the Pacific Rim, especially China, put their best foot forward online, run their e-commerce operations. He helps them with that, and he's been a great resource for us, and he's joining us from that part of the world, from Singapore right now, and he's our good friend, Frank Levin. Welcome back.
Jim, thanks so much for having me back. It's great to be chatting with you again. We're 12 hours ahead of the U.S., 12 hours ahead of the East Coast, so it's about 7:30 at night here, and it's really good to connect with the U.S. of A. again. So hello, everybody.
It's good to have you back, Frank. So what's going on in Singapore right now? Give us a report from Singapore.
Singapore is in lockdown, which they have gone through pretty aggressively, and it's, you know, U.S. is a federal setup where different states and localities can kind of do what they want,
right.
Liberalize. They can overshoot, they can undershoot, get a regular. But Singapore is a smaller setup, only 6 million population of the country, and it's unitary. So they just locked everything down. They closed down all businesses, all restaurants, all bars.
How long now?
Libraries. Well, they just, it was about 3 months, I'd say. And just last week, they opened up restaurants and shops. But every restaurant you go into has a QR code. You have to scan, so you have to sort of log in to any.
Wow.
If I go to a grocery store, I sort of log in with my smartphone. I mean, it's not a laborious process, but I have to get my QR code. So I know, so that's for contact tracing. If they get an incident at that grocery store, they can say who was there, and they can SMS all of us and the 200 people and say you were there between noon and 2 p.m. You know, somebody's been reported. So it's a methodical approach,
and we have to add creepy. We have to add creepy, yep. Frank. It's not just methodical; it's creepy.
All of these innovations, you could say, have good sides and bad sides, and you're definitely giving up some privacy, no doubt about it, and you're probably getting a little better protection out of that.
So how has the impact of coronavirus on Singapore been? I mean, has there been a lot of cases, a lot of deaths? What is the word of it there?
Not as deadly on a per capita basis as the U.S. I think it's a modest number. Yeah, I'm gonna. Now you've got me thinking, so I'm gonna come back to you with an exact number. But it's not as bad as the U.S. in terms of deaths or health issues, but it's very, very bad in terms of economic disruption.
Mm-hmm.
Because Singapore is a port city, a hub city, big airport, big cargo port, and so when you grind all business travel to a halt, and you grind, you know, all of that, it really does impact. Business here and livelihoods here, and then you know, you shut down all the restaurants, you shut down all the shopping malls, and you're really kicking the economy pretty hard. So it's been very tough on the economy. It has not been as deadly on a per capita basis as the U.S.
Would you say that's a similar experience up and down the Pacific Rim there in Shanghai,
yeah,
and places like that?
Korea, Taiwan, and Hong Kong seem to have managed it the best and have really very, very light numbers, right? I mean, like double digits, right? I mean, they really jumped in very aggressively. U.S. is near the bottom in terms of handling. U.S. is really, I think Britain's handled it poorly, and then you're with Brazil has handled it poorly, Russia's handled it poorly, and U.S. has handled it poorly.
Europe,
so U.S. gets pretty low marks. Europe is sort of middle of the pack. Britain being worse, but Germany doing better.
Right.
So...
Interesting. So, what do you see in your region in terms of the reopening, the trend? What do you see that being over the next, say, the rest of the year?
Well, it's a cycle. If you can, you know, sort of like how long can you hold your breath, but if you can keep locked down and keep disciplined and really enforce that, you can be open within a few months. And China's already there. Taiwan is there. Korea's right. there. Japan's there. So these guys have gone through the bad news, so to speak.
Are the governments offering anything like the PPP program here in the United States there for the business owners?
Yes. In fact, it's interesting to me that most countries have done something like the U.S., or you could say it the other way around, too. I guess the U.S. has done what. But I mean, the point is, look, the underlying economy in all of these countries was okay. Some were performing better, some worse, but there was no economic crisis. They were all doing okay. And so don't let this pandemic shut the entire country down. Then you will have a crisis. You will have so you better keep money flowing through that system. You better find some way to pay these folks who work in restaurants. You better tell somebody to get that restaurant owner that he has to pay his rent, or you're going to have a financial crisis, a bank crisis.
They're going to have
that money flowing. So that's what Singapore's done that. China's done that.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, hold on to that thought, Frank. I got to take a quick break.
Yeah.
I'm going to be right back with Frank Lavin after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.